Global warming and prolonged drought are beginning to have a profound effect on flora in Arizona. Even native species are having a difficult time surviving. Many others could soon fall victim. I spoke with some local experts about the changes to our landscape that are brought on by excessive heat and drought. And who better to start with than the man known as the Cactus Doctor.
It's very heartbreaking. We've never seen this. It's a phenomenon that we've never seen, and it's devastating.
Adam Vickers knows his cacti. The Arizona native has his own landscaping company specializing in their care, and lately they have needed a lot of care, especially the iconic saguaro.
We're seeing the saguaro shriveling up, and they're actually, the soil's heating up as well, and it's causing rotting at the base of the saguaro. And the flesh starts to deteriorate and turn into bacteria.
At Phoenix's Desert Botanical Garden, saguaros, believed to be a century old, just disappeared over the course of one summer. Kimberly McHugh is the garden's director of horticulture and conservation.
It has been a really, really tough time. We've been in a period of drought for a while, but this past year, 2020, the summer was just extreme. Really brutal, and plants are dying.
For much of the monsoon-less summer, temps did not fall below 90 degrees at night, a critical time for cactus.
They photosynthesize at night, feeding themselves, and then those aerials, which are beneath the spines, they open up like little suction cups, and they absorb that moisture in.
McHugh says many basically suffocated.
When the low temperature at night does not go below 90, and particularly when that happens for multiple days, that takes a serious toll on cactus. They literally can't function internally.
Cactus are getting squeezed out of their native land. It's too hot in the desert to survive the summer now, and too cold further north and in higher altitudes to make it through winter. And it's not just the cactus that are suffering.
This is something we saw multiple times over in the garden. So that was in agave, and you can see it's just completely collapsed. We called it melting. That's how we started to describe it.
Richard Atkins is the city of Tempe's urban forester. He says we might have to get used to a changing landscape as warming and drought intensify.
I think we're looking at a shift in the range of where saguaros might be, you know, natively grown, that it might shift a little bit farther to the north, perhaps. And I think we're going to find that with our Palo Verdes, our ironwoods, our mesquites as well.
And that shift could put the squeeze on the main residents of Arizona's lush, high desert forests.
You're looking at losing a lot more of our trees. A lot of our pines that was, you know, they're, we all know, they're Mediterranean species, but they've grown quite well here in the desert for a while. We're going to start losing a lot of those pines just because there's just not enough soil moisture for them.
Atkins, who once held the same job in Phoenix, says urban planning will need to be adjusted to conform to this new reality.
Well, that's where species selection is really going to become important for us here in the valley as we move forward with any type of an urban forestry management or planting program. When you're looking at these master shade plans, you really got to look at your resources and think about your maintenance going forward.
And that includes our own backyards, where the Cactus Doctor, Adam Vickers, says we can start by helping to save our saguaros by giving them a little extra care this summer.
It's very critical if it is a dry spell for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. That's when you want to get out there and mist the whole entire saguaro all the way around. It could take 8 minutes, 10 minutes, not a whole lot. And that will help preserve that gelatinous tissue and keep them from drying out.
But Richard Atkins warns more watering isn't necessarily the answer to save all of our landscaping.
There's some supplemental watering that you need to do, but we still tend to overwater. So it's more of really checking your soil moisture to make sure that it's adequate and only watering when you need to.
And for good measure, we also might want to say a little prayer for some more rain and cooler temperatures this summer.